Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Oh, beloved, what a packed program today. What a great interview with Peter Gladwin there. We're looking now at 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, and from verse 8. And that's because we're looking at 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, and verse 11. Because we're still there. When I finish this season, this series, I will then be on to verse 12 of 1 Peter and the 4th chapter. It says this in 1 Corinthians, it says, "To one person the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice. To another, the same Spirit gives a message of special knowledge. The same Spirit gives great faith to another, and to someone else, the one Spirit gives the gift of healing. He gives one person the power to perform miracles, and another the ability to prophesy." We looked at prophecy yesterday. And today, he gives someone else the ability to discern whether a message is from the Spirit of God or from another spirit. That is the gift of discernment, beloved. Discernment is an amazing word, I think. From the dictionary, it says, to perceive with the eyes or intellect, to recognize or comprehend mentally. To recognize or comprehend mentally. Now, yesterday on the program, I was talking about prophecy and a prophetic word. In the next few days, we're going to be talking about the gift of tongues, and it comes from being able to speak in tongues, and then the final gift is to be able to translate what is being said. So in a public meeting, when someone is speaking a public tongue, someone else will stand up and translate. Now, someone with discernment is sitting in the congregation already. And I want you to try and imagine this if you really don't understand what discernment is. But someone is going to stand up and bring a prophetic word, or they're going to speak a tongue, or they're going to do something anyway. And they're doing it in the name of the Holy Spirit. The person saying, this comes from the Holy Spirit. Someone with the gift from the Holy Spirit of discernment will immediately be able to tell whether this message is coming from Almighty God or whether it's coming from the evil one. It's really important, beloved, because sometimes we as Christians have no idea. We hear a prophetic word and we have no clue whether it's real or not. Well, as I said on the program yesterday, if it's prophetic, it will happen. If it's not, it won't. That's basically what I said. And so consequently, if someone has a gift of discernment and they hear that prophetic message, they can say, actually, I'm sorry, but this isn't coming from the Spirit of God. I know that. I can discern that this is not coming from the Spirit of God. I can tell because I have that gift of discernment that God has given me, and he's done it for a reason. So I can tell the fraud from the real. You see, Satan thinks he's really clever by giving us messages that we then pass on as prophetic words. But he forgets about the gift of discernment. He forgets about that little old lady who's in the corner of the church there, who never says boo to a goose, doesn't do very much at all. She worships God every single Sunday, and there she is with her hands raised. And suddenly she will say, I am sorry, but that is not from the Spirit of God. And so, therefore, no one takes any notice of it, beloved. These gifts are there to uplift and edify the body of Christ. That is what we need. And actually, if you look at all of these spiritual gifts, beloved, you can see very clearly that God Almighty in His wisdom, the Holy Spirit, has got all the bases covered. He has all the bases covered. And if we are gathering in a Spirit-filled church, in a Spirit-filled community of Christians that love the Lord with all of their heart and with all of their soul, they should be operating in all of these gifts, beloved. And if they are operating in all of these gifts, then Satan has to stay out. And what you will find if you come across a church like that, you will find generally that there is a wonderful heart unity within that community. And you know me by now, I love to talk about heart unity. But there will be a heart unity within that community of Spirit-filled, God-loving Christians. And it's important, beloved, that we as a people, we gather together and we worship God in spirit and in truth, and we operate in all of these gifts. I know my prayer team, and I know that they are operating in these gifts. I know that they know the Spirit of God. I know that they discern whether the Spirit is right or wrong. I know that they can work out, they can discern whether a prophetic voice that comes from me is of God or not. Beloved, I'm not perfect. I can now tell you that I am nowhere near perfect. So when I bring a prophetic utterance, when I bring a prophetic word to Worship Radio 247, of course it needs checking out. And I will check that out with my team. What I won't do is I won't say it to them first and then bring it to you. No. I bring it as I feel God gives it to me. But then my prayer team will say, yes, David, that was bang on. Or no, David, I'm a bit concerned about that. Whatever, they have that authority over me to be able to say that. Of course they do. That's why we operate in these gifts, beloved. And you and I both need to get closer and closer and closer and closer and closer to Almighty God so that we can work together collectively to make those who come to Worship Radio 247 for the first time to feel as though they have found a home from home, because this is what we're trying to do. Quite often I've thought about Worship Radio 247, and actually, as we bring you worship and we bring you the word, guess what? We also bring you breaking of the bread. We are doing church every single day of the week, and it's repeated at weekends. So 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, we are doing church, beloved. And I feel certain that you are getting closer and closer and closer to Almighty God because of that. And God gets the glory for that. But beloved, when I bring you a prophetic utterance, it needs to be discerned whether it's coming from the Spirit of God or not. I am a human being, and I am vulnerable like everybody else. Let's just give God the glory for what He has done by giving these gifts to us, free of charge, to edify and to uplift the children of God. Father God, thank You for these gifts that You give us. Father, I pray to everyone who is listening to this broadcast now that if they don't already know the spiritual gift that You have given them, I pray in Jesus' name that You reveal it to them, Lord. In the mighty name of Yeshua, thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.